Blog Talk Radio.
Say it loud. I'm blacks. Black, and I'm proud. Say it loud. I'm blacks. B-L-A-X. Black. B-L-A-C-K. And proud. Say it loud. Capital B, capital L, capital A, capital X. Capital B, capital L, capital A, capital C.
Hey, hey, hey. How y'all doing? Hoop Jambo. Hello. Keith Swap. Healy. All righty. Now, today, we're going to be speaking upon, as always, a black man, Alexander P. Ashbourne, the man who created the spring-loaded biscuit cutter. He also made it possible to refine coconut oil. One more time. Alexander P. Ashbourne, because of him, the biscuit that you look at and you see, the shape and everything else, is due to he began a decade-long process to create a device, a spring-loaded biscuit cutter that would guarantee a uniform shape and size. Yep, he was granted his patent November 20th, 1876. One more time. Another black man, BLX, BLACK, who created something to revolutionize life in general. Now, also, the coconut oil, he made it possible to take the coconut oil and do what they do with coconut oil, because he came up with the concept of how to refine it. He received 4 patents. He was born into slavery in Philadelphia. Wow. So, in other words, in 1820, Philadelphia, the North, was still with slavery. Wow. Yeah. Let me see. He was a caterer. He catered weddings and buffets of the wealthy elite in Philadelphia. For the 1863 Emancipation celebration, he was a caterer. That's when he went there and decided to reapply his skills. Thanks to Ashbourne's early work, coconut oil is used in hair products, foods, and scented products. In all, Ashbourne received 4 patents. All right. So, this is going to be another one, short one, because, one more time, you know, when it comes to black men, they only say what he received 4 patents, but it don't say what the 4 patents. The Ashbourne process for refining the oil included filtration, bleaching, high temperature heating, and finding hydrogenation to ensure that no unsaturated fatty acids were left in the oil. He began working on this process in 1875 and received his patent in 1880. Anyway, as like yesterday, this is going to be a short one because all I'm getting is, in all, he received 4 patents, but they don't say what all his 4 patents was for. But Alexander P. Ashbourne Every time you look at a biscuit, no matter where you go, it was a black man, a black man, a black man who created the biscuit cutter, spring-loaded biscuit cutter. Now, as I'm saying, and as I'm saying, I wish there was more to speak upon, but other than the fact that the man was born in Philadelphia in 1820, it was Philadelphia, was a slave town at that time, but it was up north, wasn't it? Doesn't matter. It was the whole state. One more time, but we ain't talking about that. What we're going to talk about is Alexander P. Ashbourne, who made the biscuits universal, who made coconut oil universal. One more time. Another black man who made it possible for us to be. Ow! As always, black and I'm proud. Black and I'm proud. Black and I'm proud. I am black and I am proud to be a part of this world that my four parents created for the whole world to make the world a lot easier to live in. Alexander P. Ashbourne. When I see a biscuit, I won't say biscuit. I'll be saying A.A. Alexander P. Ashbourne. Black's black and I'm proud. Black's black and I'm proud. Black's black and I'm proud. Black's black and I'm proud.